This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up what's on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Melanie,
and Will.
And not sure why we've got an echo there. Let me just mute something on the board, and hopefully the echo will get fixed and go away, and then we'll be able to unmute that to hear the outro music at the end of the segment. But, Will, we talked on Friday about what was going on in Catalonia, what has been going on. And there was a lot of speculation of, well, what's going to happen next? So for people that aren't aware, early this month on October 1st, voters in Catalonia went to the polls and voted overwhelmingly of those that turned out, overwhelmingly in support of Catalan independence. And then Catalan President Carles Puigdemont said that, all right, we have this Declaration of Independence, but we're going to hold off on actually implementing the declaration because, you know, let's have a big boy discussion with Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy and see if we can't, you know, work this out to where they're not going to come in and, you know, try invading us as had been threatened because Rajoy had said, if you declare your independence, we're coming in and we're taking your autonomy and we're invoking Article 155 and no more autonomy for you. And, oh, yeah, you might also wind up getting arrested. And then there were a couple of weeks of what's going on, what's going to happen. And then on Friday, the Catalan Parliament voted 70-10 to implement that Declaration of Independence, declared the Catalan Republic, and then within a couple of hours, the Spanish Parliament, or I think it was the Spanish Senate, specifically voted to invoke Article 155 and take over Catalonia. You are not independent. We are taking you over. You have no autonomy. And then there was speculation Friday of what's going to happen next. Will, you were here on Friday. You remember the discussion. What do you think wound up happening over the weekend in Catalonia?
Well, I don't think I know that three people in the Catalan leadership were imprisoned. The Catalan parliament.
If you're talking
was
about
dissolved.
Two guys named Jordi, they were arrested prior to the actual Declaration of Independence being invoked. The parliament, yes, was quote unquote dissolved by the Spanish central government.
Carme Forcadell dissolved parliament and then was told to hand herself over to police. The president or prime minister, whatever, of Catalan has fled to Brussels. He's being charged with treason and sedition.
Right. So that's the update. The Catalan president, as well as his cabinet, have fled to Belgium. The story coming from antiwar.com. Expectations today, Monday, were that there would be a normal working day in Catalonia. That was a statement from Catalan President Carles Puigdemont over the weekend of, yeah, Monday is going to be a normal day for Republic of Catalonia, first business day after declaring independence over a weekend. And, well, it was not a normal working day as Spanish officials moved to arrest the government's leaders for sedition and rebellion. Spain has been unable thus far to arrest anyone as Carles Puigdemont and a number of members of the cabinet have fled to Brussels, Belgium, and are said to be in a quote-unquote discreet and secure location.
Well, what I've got here also, according to the Daily Mail, is you had over 1,000 protesters that formed a human chain around the main government building in Girona, which is the hometown of the ousted president, basically as a show of solidarity with him,
right.
And in condemnation. Words like repression were used by protesters. So, I mean, they're really making it... you know, it's not a question or a mystery how the Catalan people feel
right.
about what Spain is doing. This is the shots at Fort Sumter, but it's the United States government is firing, not the rebellious South.
Right. An article from The Guardian, and there's more to the article from antiwar.com, but jumping over to The Guardian article, they say shortly after the possible charges were announced on Monday, Spanish media reported that Carles Puigdemont and five of his, they say, former ministers, I'm not going to say former because they've not resigned, he's not fired them, just because the Spanish government no longer recognizes them as members of the Catalan Parliament doesn't mean that they're not members of the Catalan Parliament.
I like the fact Daily Mail uses the term sacked, that they've just been, you know, unceremoniously dismissed,
yes.
Basically.
Puigdemont and five of his ministers drove from Catalonia to Marseille and then caught a flight to Brussels. There was speculation that they could be intending to set up a government in exile, or they might simply claim asylum. Spanish government officials said Puigdemont was in Brussels, which was confirmed late Monday by Umberto Gambini, the head of Catalan legislator Ramon Tremosa's office, in an apparent reference to Josep Tarradellas, the Catalan leader who lived in exile in Paris during the Franco dictatorship. A spokeswoman for Puigdemont's Catalan Democratic Party said, "We had presidents in this country who were not able to be here during Franco's time, and they were still the president of the Catalan government." And let's just say that Catalonia is, you know, quote unquote, ruled by a government in exile. Does that make that government any less legitimate internationally than, say, the government of Tibet, which is also a government in exile?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the thing with the government in Tibet is that it has this whole lefty social justice warrior movement that's built around it through...
No, I'm not saying is it good from a libertarian standpoint.
Well,
I'm not saying is it less legitimate.
I'm just saying that the legitimacy...
Then why bring up...
Because that's what the EU is going to go for.
Yeah.
The EU doesn't have, like, a list of objective standards, and it's like, if you meet three of these five, then you're a legitimate government, and if you meet four of these five, then you're an ally, and if you meet five of these
exactly.
five, then you're the U.S. Like, they just
the Beastie Boys
do what they want.
The machine like you. Pop culture thinks you're awesome, and they have concerts for Free Tibet, so Tibet is legitimate. When they start having free Catalan concerts, and, like, Pearl Jam goes out and throws a benefit for the Catalan people, then the EU might acknowledge them as legitimate. But until then, no. They're rebellious, and rebellion must be squashed.
But there's no nation that recognizes Tibet as anything other than just a territory of China. So my question is, you know, from that sort of international recognition step, not... Are you cool with, you know, the deadhead crowd? But, you know, from a legitimacy standpoint, is the Catalan
government...
Most countries are going to go along with the EU because most countries aren't that strong.
That too, but again, I think it's back to the pop culture creating legitimacy. Like, nobody cared about Darfur until George Clooney thought something was wrong in Darfur. You know, the reaction of pop culture icons actually creates legitimacy out of thin air.
Right. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the Catalan president and the possible government in exile. Plus, there was a guy in Michigan arrested for selling bitcoins. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog. Dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Melanie,
and Will.
And we'll get back into the story about the Catalan government possibly in exile, possibly seeking asylum in Belgium. And, of course, we did mention the story about the man in Michigan who is facing some federal charges for selling Bitcoin. You can read more about that and other Bitcoin-related news over at news.bitcoin.com. One of the most recent headlines, Ron Paul. Yeah, you remember Ron Paul, the former congressman and also former presidential candidate. Well, he gave an interview recently where he said government should just stay out of Bitcoin. Let's have actual competing currencies that aren't controlled or regulated by government. We might get into that as well. But, of course, you can find out more about that and other Bitcoin-related news at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Back off of your microphone about half an inch.
Oh, sorry. I'm using the wrong one. All right. Is that better?
Yes, much better. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to actually talk about the issue in Catalonia right now. The people clearly spoke. They voted. It was a huge margin of which they voted to leave, and I don't understand why the Spanish government is insisting upon them staying. Now, I will ask this question, because I was discussing this with some people earlier. Is blocking them from seceding, do you find that a use of aggression and force?
Well, they're using aggression and force to do so, so I would have to say yes.
Do you think
beating people as they vote and then sending in the goons to throw the leaders in cages because you disagree with their nonviolent decision, I would say yes, that's definitely a violation of the non-aggression principle and should be met with equal force in defense.
So you think it would be justified if the Catalonian people decided to have some sort of an armed revolt?
Absolutely.
Would it really be an armed revolt to basically fight back against the people that have essentially broken into their collective house?
I think that
Yes, because that's the standing government. So yes, the government is committing aggression against Catalonia, but that doesn't mean Catalonia isn't also committing aggression, because they're also a government.
I realize from the standpoint of the Spanish government, it would be a armed revolt, but from the Catalans' perspective, you couldn't rightly call it a revolt because they see themselves as defending themselves.
Well, that doesn't make it not a revolt. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. So it's not like Spain came into a new territory and was like, oh, this is a cool island. It's mine now.
They have a contract, a hundreds-of-year-old contract with each other, and the Catalan people have decided that they no longer want to be privy to this contract, and the people of Spain and the government of Spain are saying, well, you know, we don't care.
Right, but that doesn't make it not a revolt. So because they're the sitting power, that's what makes it a revolt. There's nothing wrong with revolts. So any government that you want to revolt against, you know, have at it. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think you were driving at a larger point, Stefan. Go ahead with your thought.
Well, what I was going to throw out there is I don't understand why there isn't more talk of proceeding forward. At the moment, it looks like Catalonia is just going to lie down and take it because, well, the Spanish used something that's in their constitution to prevent us from declaring independence. But I'm thinking, you declared independence. Why does their constitution have any authority of you when it's no longer your constitution?
I'm not saying anything where Carles Puigdemont or members of the Catalan Parliament are saying, oh, well, they invoked something in their constitution, so we're laying down now. No, they're avoiding arrest, and there are legal ways under international law in which to be recognized as a government in exile.
Which to me is just preposterous. I think that
what should be preposterous that
there's such a thing as
a government in exile, that governments exist, that the guy is trying to avoid being arrested and possibly beheaded.
What I've said was preposterous was the idea that you have to meet, you know, certain credentials to be considered a nation. I mean, that would obviously mean that there's some international governing force that rises above individual nations, which to me just seems to point forth the idea that this really is becoming global.
Well, I mean, there's the UN and there's the US, and those are the people with the biggest armies, so they make the rules. They have all this ridiculous formalities where it's like, okay, well, the two guys with tanks are going to go into a room and wave, you know, fly magic paper, and then that's going to make it not violent. But if you want to not be invaded by the UN or the US, it might behoove you to kind of pay attention to what they're doing in the same sense that it behooves us to kind of pay attention to what the laws are.
Now, I'm going to slightly disagree with you on something here, Stefan, where you said you think the concept of international law is preposterous. Is that a fair assessment of what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. As someone who does not believe that coercive governments should exist, there's a concept of rules without rulers, and I see international law as being kind of that same sort of thing. Here are some guidelines, and people and groups wind up recognizing those guidelines, but there's not, the president of the United Nations is the final arbiter. No, that's not how international law works.
International law is a contradiction of terms. If it's not backed up by force, then it's not a law. It's just a guideline or a suggestion or a social norm or something like that.
Okay, you know, I'm not the one that came up with the term international law. I didn't come up with the term law of physics. I didn't come up with the term the law of gravity, the law of thermodynamics. The word law has, you know, multiple usages in the English language. Take it up with the guy that created the English language, because it's an absolutely horrible one, because we have these words that mean multiple different things. Stefan, thank you for the call.
What they say in them, if they are, they'd be more like guidelines.
Wait, I mean, so if it was just like,
just all be pirates.
I mean, if it was just like, well, Vietnam is going to think really ill of you, nobody would care. But that's not what it is. It's the UN and the U. It's not really international. There's these two entities,
and they have the biggest,
and they have the bombs. And you're going to do what they say, or they're going to come in and replace your leader with their own that they'll then again kill and replace in 6 months. Let's, so that's the reason to pay attention if you're going to pay attention.
Let's go to Scott. I believe this is Scott the Bigot calling in from Massachusetts. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, good evening, Daryl, Melanie, and Will. You know, Halloween is tomorrow, and things are extremely frightening in America. And they're frightening because America has essentially a Zionist-occupied government.
I knew it wouldn't take you very long to turn racist. Thank you, Scott. Have a good night, and hopefully you don't wind up dressing as anything scary like, you know, somebody that actually supports freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind, or maybe you just want to watch instead of listen, because I know some people like watching radio shows. I don't understand it, but you can go to youtube.freetalklive.com and you can watch the webcam, and there's a chat room. You can chat with other listeners / watchers and, you know, have your own sort of little discussions. Doesn't even have to be about what we're talking about. YouTube.freetalklive.com. And yes, that's a live stream while we're on the air in the studio. And then, you know, there's the archive, so you can go back and watch from, you know, 3 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, several months ago, whatever. YouTube.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the newest updates out of Catalonia, where the Catalan president and at least five of his cabinet members have fled from Catalonia to Belgium to avoid being arrested by the Spanish central government and charged with sedition and rebellion. We'll get back into that story, but first, to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from Virginia. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I love your show,
and I can't give it up. It keeps me up all night. Tune in radio. All right. It's not that I'm a liberty freak, but I love it. But I just, you know, I love everything you guys talk about. And I love the Bitcoin stuff. I love the cryptocurrency stuff. I love the Bitcoin convention. That was great. I was riveted. And I used to be from the Shire.
Excellent. Why'd you wind up leaving?
Well, long story. You know, it took two wives, but moved down here back when I lived in Massachusetts. We had a beach house in Hampton. And for about 25 years of my life, and I figured, you know what, I better get out of the same town because nothing good ever happens to someone who stays in the same town they grew up in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dave, thank you for the call. Glad you liked the show. And again, thanks for calling in. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Jumping back into article from The Guardian about... Again, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont fleeing to Belgium. Undecided. Latest update that I'm seeing from about an hour ago, he's still undecided as far as whether or not he will attempt to set up a government in exile or seek political asylum in Belgium. But one of the... Flemish Separatist Party spokesman Theo Franken told the Flemish language broadcaster VTM over the weekend that Puigdemont could be offered asylum in the country. He says it's not unrealistic looking at the current situation, looking at the repression by Madrid and the jail sentences that are being proposed. The question can be asked whether he even has the chance for an honest court hearing. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel later clarified that an asylum request from Puigdemont was absolutely not on the agenda. On Monday, Michel's office declined to comment on rumors that Catalan President Carles Puigdemont intended to seek asylum. And again, a lawyer for Puigdemont has declined to say one way or another, saying only it's not decided yet. Jumping back to the article from antiwar.com, Spain appears to be in the process of imposing a de facto takeover of Catalonia. Again, on Friday, the Spanish government invoked Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution that revokes the autonomy of one of the autonomous regions, in this case, specifically Catalonia. But without, and again, this from antiwar.com, they say, but without the mass arrest of the leadership, government attempts to impose new elections that install a pro-unionist regional government will be tricky. And as I said on Friday, I think early December or mid-December is really going to be the test of what is the future for Catalonia. Because you have someone still claiming to be the Catalan president that has not resigned that position. And then you have the Spanish government saying, nope, we're having new elections to elect new leaders and whatnot in Catalonia. Any thoughts here of what you think may happen, what you want to see happen, what's the best possible outcome here?
I think everybody knows what's going to happen. It's going to be one of two things. It's either it's going to get really, really bad, or the Catalan people are just going to roll over and, you know, spread cheek and take it. I mean, that's your options, you know? Like, it's like rape. You either fight your attacker, or you... just allow them to do what they want. And that's what's going on, is your choice is you fight back or you get bulldozed over. That's it. That's the only two options that there are here.
Yeah, I mean, Spain's bigger, so at the end of the day, that's the answer. But like this, people are acting like this is some kind of weird, like, oh, there's two governments at the same time. Like, well, yeah. I mean, we're used to living in the States, so there's... I mean, even in the States, there's two governments at the same time. Like, here, there's New Hampshire, and there's the feds, but to whatever state you're in.
Well,
but
and then there's in a lot of states, competing. There's the county government, there's the municipal government.
But there's not competing
right, that's
governments
what makes this
at
interesting.
Once. But that's not abnormal throughout the world and throughout history. I mean, a government is nothing but a gang. There's more than one gang in a city, like, in cities that have gangs. Like, it's not...
Right, and
amazing that there is more than one criminal organization in the same geographical area. Like,
right,
well, yeah, there is.
You know, this is not, you know, the only time that there's been contested area. There are a lot of contested areas in parts of the former Soviet Union. The difference is they don't necessarily get, you know, as much attention because they've been contested for 30 years, or in the case of Belarus, they've been contested for 90 years, almost 100 years. So the fact that, you know, this is happening right now, not, oh, yeah, there's just been these, you know, two rival groups that
right,
each call themselves the
Belarus
government.
Right, but the divide there is that in the English-speaking media, which is, as far as I know, all that any of us are reading, the U.S., Canada, and Europe is thought of as us. And then there's some people over there in Asia doing their thing, and then there's some people that we really don't like in the Middle East and Northern Africa that we just bomb a bunch, and like, so it's not thought of as something that happens to people like us. It's thought of as something that, from the Gen Pop standpoint, it's thought of as something
by
that
Gen
happens...
By Gen Pop, you mean general population, not libertarians.
Right. So it's thought of as something that happens in other places, but there's no guarantee that Europe and the States and Canada are going to be these nice, peaceful... I mean, in the U.S., you have that to some extent because they have a bunch of nukes, but you don't really have that. There's no guarantee that everybody's just going to frolic along peacefully.
Right, and something that I think is rather interesting, I've not seen a lot of news about Kurdistan, where Iraqi Kurdistan, just a few days prior to the vote in Catalonia, also had a vote, also overwhelmingly voted for independence. The Turks and the Iranians have said that they would oppose Iraqi Kurdistan becoming independent because both of those countries have fairly sizable Kurdish minorities in, you know, regions that they refer to as Kurdistan within their countries. And they fear, well, if Iraqi Kurdistan becomes independent, then Iranian Kurdistan and Turkish Kurdistan will also want to become independent to join them. And we just can't lose our territory. And Iraqi Kurdistan has lost a good bit of their territory that they had seized during the war against the Islamic State. So there are questions about what will happen with Kurdistan as well. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about Catalonia because, well, it's been in the news a lot recently because, you know, doesn't happen very often that you have a region attempt to secede from another country and then the larger country says, you can't secede and we're going to arrest all of your people. And they're like, nope, we're not getting arrested. We're going somewhere else and possibly setting up government in exile. And then, you know, like that leaves the question of what actually happens to the Catalan people. You know, you're more than welcome to comment on that, or we're about to jump into this article about a Michigan man arrested for selling some Bitcoin. Now, Will, you've got the story. You'll tell us about it, but let's talk nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of the soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you go see a naturopath, you'll likely be told that a cheap vitamin and mineral supplement just doesn't cut it. You also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of products and spending $150 a month. If this is a situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off your order every time you order, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And they take Bitcoin. You do have to wind up sending a message through their site to let them know that you want to use Bitcoin, but just enter that code FTL and, again, save 10% off your order every time you order. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, so basically what happened here in Michigan is there's a popular, well-known Bitcoin buyer and seller on localbitcoins.com, and he's known as Salt and Pepper.
So Local Bitcoin, for people that aren't familiar, is a website where people can buy Bitcoin, they can sell Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I've heard that, you know, when it first started several years ago, people would just meet up somewhere and I give you $100 and you send me $100 worth of Bitcoin. Now it's gotten a little more
sophisticated,
if you will, to where I can put money into your bank account or wire you some money or something along those lines.
Green Dash, and there's lots and lots of ways now that you can use Local Bitcoins to buy and sell or trade cryptocurrencies. Basically, what's happened here is this guy got caught up in a federal sting. He's known as Salt and Pepper on the Bitcoin site.
His actual name is Bradley Anthony Stepke.
It says, now this is a little different than what you've got there, what most of the sites that people are covering it. This is from a different perspective. This is from more of a legal perspective of how this actually could pan out, and it goes through all of the laws, and I think it does a fairly good well. It talks about another case.
But let's first mention what he was actually charged with, because it's not illegal to buy and sell Bitcoin on Local Bitcoin. So, you know,
he was charged with being... he was not in compliance with 31 U.S. Code 5330, which requires certain businesses, most, and individuals conducting transactions considered, quote, regulated activity to register with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
FinCEN. We've discussed FinCEN previously. In short, he was charged with being an unlicensed money operator, unlicensed money transmitter.
Well, what this article, and I've looked up the statute here, according to the law, he may technically not be guilty of what they're charging him with. It says here, a money transmitting
business.
There's a
huge percentage of people that wind up being charged with things that they are technically not in violation of, but they still wind up being found guilty.
Yeah. Well, it says here that he supposedly has an unlicensed money transmitting business or money transmitting service. Now, according to the law, that is the term money transmitting business means any business other than the United States Postal Service, which provides check cashing, currency exchange, or money transmitting or remittance services, or issues or redeems money orders, traveler's checks, or other similar instruments to any other person who engages as a business in the transmission of funds, including any person who engages as a business in the informal money transfer system, or any network of people who engage as a business in facilitating the transfer of money domestically or internationally outside of conventional financial institutional systems.
But
what
he's
was
not.
That very,
he's...
Hold on. What was that very first thing you read about converting currency?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they're saying he did.
As a business, he's not. He's day trading currency. If
you
I go to
that...
Capital One and open an account and day trade currency, which probably wouldn't be a good place to do that. But if I go to some site that lets you day trade and I day trade currency, I don't have to register with FinCEN.
Well, he's not technically in violation of the law, though, because at least according to Michigan statutes, virtual currency...
He's not charged with violating Michigan statutes.
I don't think the American government sees it as a currency either.
The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network has considered it a currency. The Internal Revenue Service says it's a commodity. So you have conflicting definitions at the federal level, and they like that there are conflicting definitions because then they can treat it however they want to treat it depending on the circumstance. And in this circumstance, it's to their benefit that, well, FinCEN says it's a currency, and FinCEN is the one that prosecutes this thing, and so therefore currency when FinCEN is talking.
Right, but even under that, he's even under the currency definition, so if I go to Canada a lot, and when I get back, I'm like, oh, well, I had this money left, and I go on Craigslist or whatever, and I'm like, okay, well, I have some Canadian dollars, who wants to trade them back for reserve notes? That's not illegal. I can do that.
But hold on. Are you selling those Canadian dollars at a markup with the intent to profit? Because that's really what, you know, business entails, is you sell something with an intent to profit.
Right, but it would be really difficult to sell Bitcoin at a markup.
No, it's not. That's what happens on local Bitcoin all the time. We'll continue with the article here.
I'm looking at the laws and the way that they're worded, and yeah, the FinCEN sees him as an exchanger of convertible virtual currencies, offering the purchase and sale of U.S. dollars. So he's saying you can, if you're selling Bitcoin, then you're saying you can purchase these Bitcoins in U.S. dollars, which makes it an exchange.
Right. So to use your example of you went to Canada, that's not exactly what he did. What he did is he set up a booth on the corner that says, got foreign currency? I'll change it to dollars. FinCEN says you need a license to do that.
Well, FinCEN says you need a license to do that in any increment in excess of $2,000. And what he did was, he knew, because all the articles I've read about this state, that he even says to the federal agents that he can't do transactions in excess of $2,500, because he just feels that's a number that makes him feel good. But he breaks his own rule and goes and does an in-person transaction for $12,000, which violates the $3,000 and $10,000 thresholds for cash transaction reports and the $2,000 threshold for suspicious activity reports that have to be filed in the case of transferring currencies between two individuals or two businesses.
And the article that I'm seeing from clickondetroit.com, they say that undercover agents bought over $55,000 worth of Bitcoin from user Salt and Pepper over the course of 6 meetings, which puts that at about an average of $90, $100 per transaction, roughly.
Yeah.
And is there more to them?
Yeah. I've got more here to this. I mean, they're talking about the one that I've got here actually talks about the law itself. And, like, this is the first time PayPal has ever been named in one of these types of indictments.
All right. So we'll jump into it, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.